since January. And are up to chapter 12 is where we find ourselves this morning. If you want to turn over to John, chapter 12. Traditional day for those in the Midwest, specifically the Indianapolis area, as they gear up for the 500. I don't know how many of you are race IndyCar fans. I would suspect that many of you are and have religiously, perhaps, or at least typically watched the 500 over the years. Now, is Jim Nabors still singing or not? He's still around and still singing. Well, then tradition holds, doesn't it? Should be a good race. There are, and I suppose this is true for NASCAR as well, there are coded flags that every race car driver and most fans understand the significance of the flags. Let's see how you do this morning. When you see the green flag go up, what does green flag signify? That's the go. You get the same signal, don't you, at the stoplight. The go light, we should call it, green. Yellow flag, caution, slow down. I think you have to hold your, you can't take advantage of anybody at that point. Hold your position until otherwise advised. Well, if you got a red flag, we got a problem on the track. You better pull off or stop into the pits. The red flag. Checkered flag. That's the one we're looking for, isn't it? That's the finish line. That checkered flag. There's another flag that goes up, and it is equally significant. It signifies